With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The six-week strike against Boeing continues. Factory workers voted against the company's latest contract offer. The strike has stopped production of Boeing's best-selling jetliners. In the race for the White House, former President Trump told a rally of supporters in Georgia to vote for him either with an early ballot or in person on Election Day. And he claimed the world is on the verge of another global war.
Ever. And that will be a war like no other because the power of the weaponry, nuclear weapons, the power is, it's indescribable and you don't even want to think about it.
Vice President Harris is stepping up her warnings about Trump's mental fitness and his intentions for the presidency. During a CNN town hall in Pennsylvania, Harris said she believes Trump is a fascist. The editorials editor of the Los Angeles Times has resigned after the newspaper's owner blocked the editorial board's plans to endorse Harris for president. Mariel Garza told the Columbia Journalism Review she stepped down because the Times was remaining silent in, her words, dangerous times. Also at SRNnews.com, the White House is concerned about North Korea's growing support of Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
We assess that between early to mid-October, North Korea moved at least 3,000 soldiers into eastern Russia.
National Security Spokesman John Kirby said the deployment raises the potential for the North Koreans to join Russian forces in Ukraine. The Pentagon has previously said the North is providing Russia with weapons. Secretary of State Blinken is on his 11th trip to the Middle East since the start of the Israel-Hamas war. He's continuing to meet with officials in hopes of brokering a ceasefire. This is SRN News. Baltimore is teaming up with Planned Parenthood. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
The city is spending $15 million taxpayer dollars on a new sex ed program for the public schools that is being provided by the nation's largest abortion business. It's called You Choose, and the website for the program includes information on how to obtain an abortion and or puberty-blocking drug so a child can live as the opposite sex. Parents, clergymen, and some lawmakers are expressing outrage about You Choose, but Baltimore officials are so far undeterred. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews around the world begin celebrating Simchat Torah at sundown tonight. Customarily, the event is one of the most joyous days of the Jewish calendar, highlighted by exuberant dancing around the Torah. Jewish leaders say the joy will be felt despite the fact that Jews are celebrating in the shadow of last year's Hamas attack and the following surge in anti-Semitism globally. This is SRN News. Major League Baseball is hoping to find the Tampa Bay Rays a temporary home.
It will have to be near their fan base for the start of the 2025 season if their home field can't be repaired on time. Tropicana Field's Fabric Dome in St. Petersburg was shredded by Hurricane Milton's winds. A number of spring training sites around the area have been suggested as temporary homes. MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred said on a recent podcast that the league wants a location for the Rays in the region if possible. A complete damage assessment of Tropicana Field is underway. Keith Peters reporting.
North Carolina state legislators returned to work today to consider further relief for recovery from Hurricane Helene. Earlier this month, lawmakers approved a $273 million package after the state suffered catastrophic flooding. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Greg Clugston.